Fighting drug addiction is a farm safety priority. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, when it comes to maintaining farm safety, one priority is fighting drug addiction. Stephanie Ho has our report.
White House drug czar Jim Carroll noted National Farm Safety and Health Week by stressing the Trump administration's commitment to fighting drug addiction.
We're approaching $40 billion spent on this issue, with the majority of that being spent on treatment and prevention.
He noted that farmers have been especially hit hard.
It's one of the careers where more people have had an impact from drug addiction issues than many other professions.
Which has led to a special emphasis on outreach to rural communities.
Our top priority is really to equip local leaders with the tools that they need to build those grassroots solutions that will be effective in their communities.
That was Ann Hazlett, the Office of National Drug Control Policy's Senior Advisor for Rural Affairs.
We have built a community assessment tool that helps leaders to understand the scope of the problem at a county level, as well as information about some of the things that might be driving drug addiction at a local level, maybe unemployment rates, disability rates, education levels.
She also pointed to a rural resource guide.
This is an effort really to help local leaders understand all of the dollars that are flowing at a federal level to help them build strong and healthy rural communities.
Drug czar Carroll says there are efforts underway to raise overall public awareness within the United States.
Pushed take back days across the country. The Drug Enforcement Administration's National Take Back Day is coming up soon.
The next National Prescription Drug Take Back Day is October 26th. This is Stephanie Ho for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.